Well, I'll have our opening scripture, and today's kind of going to be a little bit different in the sense of it'll be the opening scripture, it will also include communion, and it will also include the message that the Lord has given me out of the verses, so it's kind of going to flow throughout. Sometimes we break it into segments, and I guess for the recording this morning that will go out on the church, we'll just let it run until huggy break, and then after that we'll pick up where we left off. But the first one, I really liked there were little clues along the way in Jesus' conversation with his disciples, because they couldn't understand most of the things that he talked about because they were parables. But there were also others who wanted to know, are you the Messiah? The scribes and the Pharisees I'm talking about. So if you go to Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40, that's where I'm going to start today. It's an opening scripture. Because here is a great truth. And you remember those Hebrew calendars I handed out to you last week. If you had one of those handy, what Jesus is about to say, he spoke it in fulfillment of his most immediate future. Starting ahead, verse 40, Matthew 12, verse 40. But of course I have to go back a verse or two to get the context of it and who was he talking to. So verse 38 said, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from you. Everybody always is looking for signs. Lord, if you'll show me, if you can change this dollar bill into $1 million, I'll believe you, Lord. People are always looking for a sign, and it's always outward, it seems like. The fleece with Daniel, you know, there'd be dew on the fleece, and then the next day if it was dry. And people always were looking for something. And so they were as well. But he answered and said unto them, for as Jonah, but he answered and said unto them, an evil an adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights, you can underline that to clarify, 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now what he said was very significant, because even the Hebrew calendar is broken into sections, but it still involves a 24-hour period. And on your charts, you can actually see the breakdown of the time he was crucified, the time he died, and the time he was raised up. It was 24, 24, 24. And exactly at the time that he rose from the dead was when that time period was up. Jesus was very specific in what he spoke. And so that's where I wanted to start, because now we're going to look at some other things he said. The Gospel of John chapter 10. Verses 14 through 18, John 10, 14 through 18. And just some things to think about. I like taking sections of Scripture because it gives us a little more time to digest them a little bit without thinking. I know a lot of us have devotionals or read through your Bible in 6 months or read through your Bible in a year. And you can feel hurried to have to read a chapter of the Old Covenant and a chapter of the New Covenant and get your daily reading in. And it becomes more like a work rather than a mission. It can just cause you to read quickly and not pick up on the little things. Jesus said in this chapter, starting in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. That's number one. People say, well, who put Jesus on the cross? And Pilate carried it out, of course, but there's another deeper. It was the sin of the world that Jesus died for, the sin of rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, going all the way back to Adam. But the fact of the matter is, he was willing. No one took his life. He willingly laid it down. That says a lot. I've often wondered, could I jump in front of a train to save somebody before I was Hamburg? I don't know. Do you know the answer to that for you? Would you willingly lay your life down for somebody? I thought we did in the military. We took an oath to defend our nation and its constitution. And some of us unknowingly, unwittingly, if you will, took the chance that if in the event of a wartime situation, yes, we would be willing to lay our lives down for people in our country we never knew, people we never met. And Jesus said, just, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I believe that that's also the Gentile nations that came in, grafted in after Israel. Israel was the first fruit. But then the other nations came, had the gospel preached. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd, the body of Christ. One flock, one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. So in your meditating time or thinking time, ponder what that looks like. Look at your life and know. Did you feel live alone? Are you lonely? Or you don't have a lot of friends, or you don't think that your life matters much, or you don't think that you measure up. I'd like you to look at it from your Heavenly Father's perspective. And from His perspective, He saw your worth. He saw your value. The pearl of great price, very brief, shows you that you're God's pearls of great price. What did He see? What was He thinking about? What was in His heart? What was in His mind? We're all the time reading the scriptures, but from the receiving end. But did you ever turn that around and see it from the sending end? What was in the Father's heart for you? And it doesn't mean we're to think of ourselves more highly than we should and get into pride. But this is really encouraging to me. And some of us that didn't have the perfect childhood or the perfect parents, the perfect relationships in school, the perfect relationships in a work environment, always thinking we had to join something to be accepted or be a part of, there would be no greater truth that I could ever bring to you today than these words right here that Jesus spoke. I willingly gave my life for you. I could just go home now and you could just be thinking on that, and I wouldn't be in the corner. I'll let Henry play the drums today. Oh, he's waiting for that. There he is. And then from there, we have a song that, a special song that Ken and Laurie brought, and we were talking about the time frame, and I don't know, everything just seems to fall into a right place. You ever notice that? Week after week, everything, we think about it. How is this going to fit? How's that going to fit? Where's the next song going to come? I just told him, I don't know, it'll just fit in. And I think it's time. So it's a really, you'll see, it'll just fit in.